本周最火的电影应该就是这个《白日焰火》，导演刁亦男的这部作品在最近一次的柏林电影节上获得了最佳影片的金熊奖，同时片中的男主角廖凡拿了最佳男主角的银熊奖，这还是华人演员第一次拿到这个奖项。片子不错，他安安静静地用现实主义手法讲了一个连环杀人案，不急不缓的节奏里蕴藏着巨大的戏剧张力，既有文艺片的内在价值，也有了票房潜力。作为文艺片的价值，我在这里就不多说了，在著名的小清新门户豆瓣上面已经有很多深入分析的影评，特别感兴趣的可以去扫荡一下。廖凡在片中的存在感很强大，整个戏基本上是靠他一个人拉动的。我看的片子不是特别多，但是我是觉得自从姜文的《让子弹飞》以来，国产电影里就没有再出现过这么爷们的形象，所以廖凡在《白日焰火》里那个表现是很赞的。其次是桂纶镁，有时候在电影里看到一些美女演员背台词的那个样子，我就特别着急，好端端的一张脸生生的被自己的演技拉成了负分。桂纶镁在这部戏里的演技是过关了，至少没有影响到我去欣赏她那个美好的长相，所以我没话说。就这样吧，槽点就这么多，进英文影评吧。
没见过这么好使的，像天女散花，扔得全省哪哪都是。这好现场听说煤堆下面有死人，都不敢开工了。这如果你们还破了。
It is a commonly accepted norm that art house films winning international awards don't sell very well in Chinese cinemas. Director Wang Quan'an's romantic drama Two Years Marriage won the Golden Bear at the 2007 Berlin Film Festival, but its total box office revenues never exceeded the 2 million yuan benchmark. China's film market has expanded exponentially since then, but 2 million yuan still remains a meager amount in the world of Chinese cinemas.
这些照片啊，都是2001年跟最近这起自杀案的。这俩被害人跟这女的都有关系。2001年这个呢，是跟她结婚前一天出的事儿。现在这个刚处上，又出事儿了。
Director Dao Yinan's award-winning thriller Black Coal Thin Ice is different. In just 4 days of its release, the latest winner of the Best Picture Award in Berlin has earned more than 50 million yuan.Not bad for an award-winning production in a market that is yet to learn how to appreciate films that don't feature a pounding soundtrack. This moderate success is mainly due to the result that the film was not promoted as an art house production.Instead, it's been touted as another Chinese blockbuster, and the distributors were not lying when they promised an enchanting story. The crime thriller stars Liao Fan and Guilun Mei. Liao Fan is the first Chinese screen performer to win the Berlin Silver Bear for Best Actor for his role in this film as an ex-policeman.He is connected to Guilun Mei's character of a young widow while investigating the murder case of the latter's husband. As Liao digs deeper into the case, he is also deeply attracted by the mysterious young woman. And since more murder cases revolve around the charming female, Liao realizes that his infatuation ultimately would lead to a fatal outcome. It is a story with many twists and turns, but the complicated excitement never infringes on its arthouse feel. For example, the story develops at a gracefully slow pace against a relatively quiet backdrop, and indulges quite a few eloquent long takes on casual yet highly symbolic objects, which constantly invite viewers to unravel the film's hidden messages.Just one day after its public release, numerous articles have already emerged, analyzing the film in detail, utilizing everything from Freudian to feminist theories.
谁家这个酒意思呀？哎呀，好大的酒味儿
啊！老爷们不喝酒，上炕不长久。
天天满嘴跑火车你，咱家不是没有
啊？家里有啊。
Liao Fan's acting skills have also been widely appreciated. Since Jiang Wen's 2010 movie Let the Bullets Fly, Chinese viewers have not seen many masculine figures on the big screen. Liao's profile fills that vacuum. In contrast, Gui Lunmei is her usual quiet self. Normally, the poor acting of some Chinese actresses renders their beauty pointless, but not this time. Many Chinese headlines have celebrated the film's release by claiming that this is the beginning of a golden age for Chinese art house films and directors. Black Coal, Thin Ice will be followed by Police Diary by Ning Ying, Coming Home by Zhang Yimou, and rather conveniently, The Golden Era by Xu Anhua. At present, Black Coal, Thin Ice is doing well at the box office, especially compared to its predecessors of the same genre. But still, it falls far behind average Chinese films of our time, so I wouldn't be too optimistic too soon.